Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night and is 1-5-20-24. And I tell you what, I hope that y'all can hear me good. And I did miss last night. I'm not doing very well, to be honest with you. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I am not going to shirk on my responsibility. I've got laid out by him is when they recruit by him when they recruited me. When I was recruited by the Archangel Michael, strike blows against the enemies, Lord Jesus, and to warn the remnant of what's to come. Well, I'll tell you what I think is coming is pretty bad stuff. I mean, you see, we're trotting out Epstein again. But the reason we got to trot him out is that Biden is in deep trouble. All right, Biden is in deep trouble, so they're bringing out Epstein because that's the tip. That is the diversion away from Hunter Biden, okay? And the Red Chinese. They're trying to bring the FBI back into it. Did you see where supposedly all the CDs, all these different things, when the agency returned to seize the evidence, it had vanished. According to McGuire, who claimed it was subsequently returned in two suitcases by Richard Kahn, Epstein's former lawyer and executive estate. She could not confirm if the content on the CDs was the same as the ones photographed, but said all items had been accounted for. So, box of CDs and hard drives were discovered in Epstein's room, the Upper East Side, his mansion. And supposedly the possibility that he was working with Mossad. Well, of course he was, because Ghislaine Maxwell, old man Maxwell, was definitely Mossad. And spy business, you know, I mean, it really is. But the trouble is here, former Israeli spies have gone on record stating as much that have been running a honeypot, entrapment operation, gaining valuable compromising blackmail against political and business elites. Epstein is allegedly brought in the spy game by Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert, also identified as Mossad agent by Ari Ben Menashe, who worked for Israel's military intelligence from 77 to 87. So there you go. There you go. And I'll tell you what. Honeypot. Honeypot trap. Wah, 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 wah. Huh? I'm looking at the pictures of it now. This is at an article up at stevequayle.com. FBI's managed to release the stuff that's they're being demanded, but I'll tell you what, they're probably trying to, because they got trouble with Benjamin Netanyahu and the Hamas business, they went after FBI, probably allegedly going after Biden's enemies now. Because he wants them to stop the Hamas war. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. But that's why we have it up again now, because Biden and Hunter Biden, that's the big story, because they're going after them again in the Congress. Okay? So now they're trying to link back into Epstein, Because Epstein, you see, troubles Clinton's, but it also troubles other people in the Congress. Consequently, we're in a situation where you're about, and then can you believe it? I mean, I can believe it. Within 2 weeks of the Iowa caucuses, where do we have a shooter? A teenage mass shooter kills one child, injures five, pushing gender madness on our nation's children, is creating murderers and suicidal teens. Another story at ZeekeWell.com. It's from the All News Pipeline. But 2 weeks from the Iowa, 2 weeks from Iowa, you know, I mean, we've watched this stuff for years, all these mass shootings, all these different things. And the ties to psychiatrists and all kinds of stuff like that, suicidal teens. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. The wild weasel ain't even started to run yet completely, but it's going. Huh. So I guess the TikTok account of the guy. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. And Biden wants to talk about MAGA Republicans, and they got guys like this because of the he's an LGBTQ XYZ 54739. I don't know, man. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but we're about ready to be lost into the shuffle. Let me say this. And then this article, they talk about gender confused mass shooters from 2018 to 2024. All these different people. Remember Denver, Devonair Erickson, 16-year-old Alec McKinney, entered the school, concealed weapons, Colorado Springs, all these different places. Gender confused, all right? And consequently, you had the one down in Tennessee recently. Remember that one? Gender confused. I'll tell you what, it's the way you get into it. It's the way they get into the kids on the TikToks, on the different stuff. Nashville, that's right. School shooters, manifesto leaked. Oh, boy. Power in the blood of Jesus. I'll tell you what, sometimes we just don't have an idea or a clue how deep they are in the onion. You know how deep a cut in the onion we are going into. Brother Quayle is a good man. I tell you what, I'm so glad he brought me back to Jesus years ago. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, economically, I don't know where we're going to be, but there's Brother Quayle's got gold, silver, platinum. Gold is at 2047.88, up $3.47 today. Silver 2327, and platinum 973.42, up 822. I just don't know, ladies and gentlemen, if we can have a situation where we have ladies and gentlemen, doing my best, ladies and gentlemen, trying to do my best. I did hear from the River Pirate keeps us up to date when he possibly can, and he can hear anything good. That the Red Chinese, you remember we talked about it not long ago, that they were utilizing what is the equivalency of the CB band in England to do their messages. Now they're using it in the United States again, the CB band, but it's encrypted down in there, and they found out that they're using CB and they're using Morse code of an encrypted message, because when you do the Morse, it's encrypted. Consequently, the Red Chinese are sending messages out to their people, and that is giving them their information. I mean, there's what, another 26,000 Chinese in December alone or something like that. This thing is, ladies and gentlemen, the invasion force keeps coming through. And consequently, you just have to think about that, because somebody knows something. All the billionaires, they're prepping for doomsday. Why? Might be, huh? Organic prepper here. All right. Story on stevequayle.com. And God bless it. I'll tell you what. If you need gold, or if you need silver, if you need to get back onto his deal in terms of Steve Quayle 2.0 or his private briefings, call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. This is an interesting story. I'm reading this right here now. It's not every day that construction workers are required to sign NDAs, you know. Of course, it's also not about the everyday worker that they're working on a $270 million $1 million doomsday bunker from none other than an NDA as a non-disclosure agreement, but for none other than Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. But every worker on the project on the remote Hawaiian island has been asked to sign non-disclosure agreements and swear a secrecy act, as reported by Wired. That price for a private residence is unparalleled in the local construction industry, $270 million doomsday bunker. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, if he's spending $270 million on a doomsday bunker, that's pretty doggone a lot of money. The only other time you're going to see that is when you're doing secure military installations, says one local construction company or industry official affiliated with the site. So he's operating in the sense just like an NSA or a DIA or an EIEIO or a CIA. Usually a non-disclosure agreement is a non-disclosure agreement, but it also has some other implications, you know, has other implications in terms of threat, usually by penalty of death somehow or another. So when billionaires prep for the end of the world all at once, we should pay attention. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So let's go to Luke 21 here. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights. Great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up into synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which in all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk. And friends. And some of you shall be caused to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair on your head perish. Key point. Well, how can that be if they're going to be put to death? Somebody shall be put to death. But there's not going to be a hair on your head shall perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Well, I'm telling you what, I'm aware of that very, very much at this point in time. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the destruction thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let them which that are not in the country enter therein too. For these will be the days of vengeance, when all things are written will be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. where there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of the nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then these things begin to come to pass. And look up, for your heads, look up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ah, man, oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus is incredible. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you believe in him, he tells you, if you believe in him, John 14, if you ask anything in his name, and his name is Jesus, it is Jesus, he will do it. Try and do it, you see. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He also tells you in John 14 about how if you want to know how to see or to have Jesus manifest yourself to him, manifest himself to you, I mean, and by golly, he tells you where to do it, and what to do, and how to do it. So when the billionaires prep for the end of the world, you and I know to prep for the end of the world because the Lord Jesus has told us so. Matthew 24, you know, Luke 21, I read to you tonight. I'm doing the best I can. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to prepare. Matthew 25. And you're going to have food, water, gold, medical supplies, all your different stuff. And I can't tell you any more plainer than that. And the pain and the travail and everything of the, what's it going to be coming? Just incredible. Just incredible. What if you didn't have electricity? Read that book real quick, if you could. 1 second after Wim S. Forstchen, Forge Books, talks about how I-40 shuts down. All the cars are dead on I-40 because there's been an EMP. Black Mountain, Swanoa, Asheville, all that whole area in the Carolinas. Done in a way of a novel, much as we had good novels before too. Because you're able to read them quicker. So that 1 second after, the MP and then set in the city of Monterey College in Black Mountain. Gold, silver, medical supplies. Brother Quail can get you gold and silver quick if you want it. 406-586-4840, and I appreciate you taking your time with me here tonight. I'm trying to get back up to the snuff here. But we should pay attention to the billionaires. $270 million on a one survival bunker in Hawaii. Pretty intense stuff. Who are you to doubt Zuckerberg, huh? Of course, the fact is Zuckerberg was put into the business by the put in the business by the CIA, as I recall. But Joe Biden, Red China Joe, has been told that by Xi back in November, from what we understand, that Taiwan's going to go. Taiwan's going to go. Taiwan is going to go. So when he comes out today, Biden, Red China Joe, and says that the MAGA Trumpers, MAGA Trump, he says it like the MAGA Nazi Trumpers, MAGA Trumpers, make America great again, Joe, which you ain't a-doing. $1.8 billion from the Red Chinese to your son to buy you up, allegedly. It's going to all your grandkids, going to your brother, everybody in the, under your son, your family. And I swear he's got a different Biden. Maybe that's the Biden that when they took the video leaving the back door of the White House with some D.C. police. Maybe that's the Biden that they key up for these things where he's more vibrant and hard-hitting, okay? You only do that with the Secret Service ability to do something like that. But I remember during Bush's deal, because I remember somebody who I heard was on security, and they were standing in an event, and said it wasn't him. And you remember the Bush that used to be on the W. Bush on TV that used to have eyes too close together? There were several different Bushes. They got doubles. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So is this the Biden that is the speaking Biden that's the tough Biden? I don't know. Or did they just goose him up a little bit to make sure he got it through there on you? That Trump is going to destroy democracy, and that anybody who's would vote for Trump would destroy democracy. Power in the blood of Jesus, you betcha. So what do all the billionaires know when they are building doomsday bunkers? This is interesting. Former Bill Gates vaccine scientist predicts sharp population decline up to 30-40%. Highly vaccinated countries. And you remember they can shed it to you if you didn't take it, even you can be shedded to. I'll tell you what, but I've got the bad stuff right now. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I hope people would pray with, Lord Jesus, we come to Old Hawk now. Lord, we come to Hawk and we remove the cancer from his body. The lung cancer, which is spread into the different areas of the body. We then restore my bodily functions, my cardiovascular system, the bones, all the different things. We remove all the cancer from my body, Lord, and will you restore me back to health? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And let me tell you, let me just stop right now and do it right now because it's important to me that people understand. I don't know how I'm going to make out on the situations with regard to the insurance and all that, but anything is most needed and welcome. Anything most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. Or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve note. Bit of silver, bit of gold, platinum, or a check. And may Lord Jesus return to you 10,000-fold. So they set us up with the COVID, you know. COVID 19 vaccine. COVID-19, they set us up. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, but not only the vaccine guy from Bosch saying it was a bad idea to release a vaccine in the middle of the whole pandemic. But not only that, but we had the statistical prediction a while back, right? About 2025, the population of planet Earth of the United States be only 100 million approximately. 100 million. Down from 350 or whatever million that we've got. Plus, they're adding all the illegals in. Millions and millions, adding them in. I like the way they describe it, like 47 Rose Bowls or the size of X number of different St. Louis's or Pittsburgh's or Kansas City's or whatever, they always come up with a different city name. But the vaccine guy, vaccine research foundation, what we will see is completely unprecedented. He's saying in terms of magnitude of the wave of morbidity and unfortunately mortality up to 30-40% in highly vaccinated countries. Former Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation vaccine scientist GBD Bosch on BSRF Live. You go to the store up at stevequayle.com. Let me look at, yeah, former Bill Gates vaccine expert. Just telling you how many people are going to die, basically. Well, being in the possibility of that situation myself, I understand it directly. 2032, C-sharp population decline. Speculated that by 2032 that anywhere from one-third to nearly one-half of all people will die as a result of the what the COVID jabs did to immunity and public health. The COVID jabs basically did acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS. That's essentially what they did. Some of it can be you didn't get the jab, but you may have got the shedding. Go to the different stores, the different groceries, and all the stuff. People are still going to take these jabs. Now, sharp population decline, one-third to a half. Well, I mean, that's a lot of people. You want to go long on something, you might go long on body bags or coffins, huh? No. No pun intended here from my standpoint. I pray that the Lord Jesus, I tell you, I feel your prayers go up all every single time. And I pray Lord Jesus will remove that cancer completely from my body and restore me back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. But that's Bill Melinda Gates' guy, right? I'm telling you. Deagle, who's the intelligence statistical guy. He said by 2025, the United States population will have decreased, a third at least will be down to 100 million. Two-thirds gone. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't know what to do, but I'm going to stay in the game as long as I can. I'm going to pray that the Lord Jesus will keep me in the game and keep you in the game. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you what, one place where they're on fire for the Lord Jesus in the Montagnard tribes in Indochina. Indochina, the Nunamaker Bible Project, Nunamaker, Nunamaker Indochine Bible Project. And they got a bunch of happy believers, and what we try to do is any donation you send to them, we'll get them a printed Bible and songbook in their own dialect, which makes it each one of the Montagnard tribes has their own dialect. A similar language, but dialects are different. And then occasionally, what we find is that it spreads so well by Sam A. all up and through the mountain tribes. God bless him. God bless the Nunemaker. But anyway, Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, all right? Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. May the Lord Jesus bless you and keep you, and may he return to you 10,000-fold. Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And Pennsylvania seems to be important right now, because I'll tell you, power in the blood of Jesus. And when they got them, the house church started getting so big, some of them, they remember we told you that some of the funds went, continuing on in to build a church, a $20,000 church, which in a third world nation, you know, is possibly fairly large. $20,000 church behind the house church. And I'll tell you what, it's just amazing to see pictures and stuff out of that area. Because the Montagnards, those who were particularly Green Berets and stuff, were involved with them. The Montagnards in Vietnam knew all about them, and the Montagnards, they ain't no communists, okay? They're not communists, and they're still communists in Vietnam are still suppressing them. But power in the blood of Jesus, and perhaps we'll have to get other people out of there that we'll understand that we need to make sure that the distribution of the Bibles and distribution of the songbooks in and amongst the villages as they're printed up. We pray that there will be a transportation that would be better suited to do that. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Lord Jesus, Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus, may you return it to you 10,000-fold. Another story that's interesting in World Net Daily, government banning government banning prayer. Yes, it's already happened in one location. 27 American states have taken steps in similar directions. One Australian state, Victoria, has already adopted laws that essentially make practicing of Christianity, specifically a prayer, a crime. And a commentary of the Daily Signal warns America is heading that direction with its bans on conversion therapy. Derogatory term for counseling encourages those who have unwanted same-sex attractions to live the lives they choose and provides them skills to pursue their goals. Okay. It's been banned in many locations in America by lawmakers that are kowtowing to the ideology of the LGBTQ 4579 XYZs. Yes, quite literally mental locations, but not at all. They've succeeded in promoting the LGBTQ XYZ 4759 counseling, but banning anti-LGBTQ discussions. It seems the transgender movement aims to demonize any attempt at anybody discussing or trying to experimental medical interventions on children using the conversion therapy label. Explained Victoria's law condemning certain forms of prayer. Seems beyond the pale for Americans, but 27 states along with Washington, D.C. and one U.S. territory have been banning conversion therapy for minors, according to the pro-LGBTQ 5479 Movement Advancement Project. They only allow therapy in one direction, namely for LGBTQ identity, okay? But if you're not with that, if you might be thinking about Deuteronomy and different sin discussing scenarios, you see, or what have you, from the Bible, you might be in a situation where you have now a government starting to ban prayer, I guess, huh? Starting to ban the prayer. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus told you to pray, Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, yeah. The Lord's Prayer. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son down onto the planet. We celebrate his time of birth at Christmas. But he sent his only begotten Son so that he could be here, born, die on the cross, be resurrected, and to then use his blood to wash your sins clean. If you believe in him, you're going to have everlasting life in heaven. Oh, man. A government's banning prayer. Government's banning prayer. Putin's top general, apparently, Valery Gerasimov, has been killed in a Ukrainian missile strike. Yeah, that's interesting how they knew where he was. Yeah. In the Crimea, Gerasimov has not been seen since December 29 at a military award ceremony. And yet they want to keep sending everything to Ukraine. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, the Russians sent Hunter Biden lots of money for, and of course, Red China Joe got his cut, allegedly. Red Chinese as well. all the different countries. So when Biden talks about democracy and all this stuff, what he's done is he's done allegedly done treason because he received the money from the Red Chinese, the Russians, obviously the Ukrainians, and big portions of it went into his kitty through his son, Hunter Biden, who's now going to face contempt of Congress, which he should have already been arrested for, apparently. But the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is that he had all the FBI, EIAO, CIA, you know, on January 6th, what they're talking about now. All right. But Trump was never charged with any of that. Most of the people were not charged with insurrection to ban him from the thing. But you can see how long this has been in progress, this game of the play, even down to the shooters, which we watched over the years, the gender-confused shooters, as part of an EIEIO business, you know, trying to destroy the democracy by trying to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's freedom of speech. Second Amendment, you see. That's what they got to get rid of. Because they don't want you to be tough. They want them to be tough. But Biden, Hunter Biden's got a whole new movie being put out, I guess. Only movie about him and being put out. Wonderful. He's just a wonderful man, ain't he? I didn't read this story until just now, and I'm reading Steve's site a little bit because to assist me as he assisted me before, I'll tell you. There's an article here. What happened in Miami? Reports of 8 feet, 10 inch creatures walking around inside and outside mall. They apparently have something of them on video. All right. And there's stories about this. 100-plus cops, black helicopters, power cut off, police scanner cut off, all because of juveniles fighting. Some armed with sticks, and there's also reports of 8 feet, 10 inch, 8 to 10 foot creatures walking around inside and outside the market mall. People shooting at them to protect themselves. Nothing on the news. Nothing on the searches. Nothing to report after a situation that warranted the type of response for certain. What did happen in Miami? Oh boy, oh boy. That's on StoryCQL.com. UFO Mania, the truth is out there. What happened in Miami? And I tell you, Brother Quayle, get any of his books you can because the books are so nice and thick and big. Your children can understand them. Empire Beneath the Ice, tremendous book. Now the Nazis won World War II, you know. Yeah, man, oh, man, oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. It's nice to have a lot of people praying for me out there. I thank you very, very much. U.S. Civil Defense News. Apparently, a story of massive explosion in the Iraqi green zones. Okay. Near the U.S. Embassy, right? But that is reported. Ah, man, ladies and gentlemen, it's just going belly up, and then Biden is swimming in the red Chinese and all the different stuff. All right. Red Chinese money, the Russian money. Ukrainian money, all the business, all of it sitting right there. Blown through his son. With the FBI allegedly is covering his stuff up too. All right. Epstein, they get the tapes and all the videos and all the things. But I'm going to tell you what, I thank you for tonight. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand in case we happen with an EMP. I try to be on the good foot next week. Going for the fourth round of chemo. And then I'm going to do a scan. So if you would pray that the Lord Jesus would remove the cancer from my body. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and the constitutional Americans. Bending Ranger, I know you're ready. And Road and Track and Little L. I understand your studies are really doing good. Making your A's. As well as doing your ninja ways. And your Muay Thai. But have your old man show you the good stuff. And your daddy show you the good stuff because he's a good man.